When my dreams are born, they are weak and vulnerable, and they easily die from neglect. Dreams can only survive in the intensive care unit of my mind. I must monitor and feed them to keep them alive. If I keep them alive, they will keep me alive. If I neglect them, they will die, and I will forget they ever existed. I love working on my dreams. There aren't enough hours in a day for me to work on them. When I get up in the morning, my mind is full of anticipation. Today I will open new doors of opportunity. When I lay my head on my pillow at night, I wish I had a few more hours to work on my purpose and plan. There is only one time I should quit. When what I am doing obviously isn't working, it's time to try a new strategy. Managing failure is tricky. I may be doing the right thing, but my timing is off. I may be doing the wrong thing, but my timing is right. If I'm doing the wrong thing, or if my timing is off, I should stop what I'm doing and try something new. Failure is a signal to modify my timing or strategy. Eventually, I will make the proper adjustments and my dreams will come true. I will never quit working on my dreams. Too many people have their life on hold, waiting for the perfect place and time to work on their dreams. Unfortunately, if you don't work on your dreams every day, they will never happen. You will simply run out of time. There is no perfect place and time to work on your dreams. When I lived in Saudi Arabia, hundreds of miles from the sea, common sense said it was a bad time and place to work on my sailing trip around the world. On the other hand, uncommon sense said it was an excellent time to study celestial navigation. I could learn star, sun, moon, and noon sights, and even practice dead reckoning while exploring my desert realm. After all, if I could navigate in the desert, then navigating on the ocean would be a breeze. Furthermore, Arabia gave me an opportunity to save up freedom chips to finance my adventures. In my short lifetime, I have visited, lived in, and worked in over 30 countries around the world, and every one of those places were perfect for working on my dreams. After living for nearly 6 decades, I can unequivocally state that every time is a good time to work on my dreams. It doesn't matter what my age or stage in life, I can live as if my dreams are possible and work each day to make them happen. Whatever your age and wherever you are, you should be working on your dreams. Any place is the right place, and any time is the right time to make your dreams come true. Although I have 20/20 hindsight, when I look into the future, I can't see farther than the next step. God made the world work that way, and He did it for a good reason. Our future is in our hands, and we can make it into anything we want. If we knew what was going to happen ahead of time, our life would become a rerun. Foreknowledge would blunt the thrill of victory and magnify the agony of defeat. After I arrived in New Zealand on my catamaran, I purchased a van that I used to tour the country. While touring on the North Island, I rolled the van and nearly died in a car accident. I broke 2 legs, 5 ribs, 1 scapula, punctured 1 lung, and ended up in the hospital for 2 months. Before this accident, I had just spent 6 months sailing across the Pacific Ocean with my family. We explored the marvels of the Galapagos Islands and discovered the glories of Polynesian paradise. Samoa, Tonga, and Fiji revealed their wonders as our catamaran sailed west. By the time our anchor was down in New Zealand, we had sailed on the ocean of our dreams and life was good. If I had known ahead of time about the car accident, the entire trip across the Pacific would have been a countdown to disaster. Instead of reveling in our cruising dreams, I would have been focusing on future pain. God in His mercy gives us enough strength to live our dreams each day, but He doesn't load the future into our backpack and force us to carry that burden. Instead, He parcels out our life 1 day at a time and gives us the courage to take the next step.